You're listening to SBS News.
Of the 77 new cases in Victoria, 13 are linked to outbreaks, 37 detected through routine testing, none are in hotel quarantine, and 27 are under investigation. There are now 20 patients in hospital, including 5 in intensive care. Most of the cases are in virus hotspots, according to Victoria's Chief Health Officer, Brett Sutton. Stay-at-home orders are in place for 10 postcodes in Melbourne's north and west from Thursday until at least July the 29th, after a 15th consecutive day of double-digit increase in cases in the state. Dr. Sutton is urging all Victorians to limit their physical interaction with others to avoid sending more parts of the state into lockdown.
There's an obligation on all of us to consider how we minimise our interactions with other people. And so though the stay-at-home directions apply to those restricted postcodes, all of us across Victoria have to really consider whether we need to see people in other settings, other households, including family members and friends. That will be the best mitigation against new postcodes being included.
An inquiry has also been set up into Victoria's hotel quarantine program and allegations that infection control protocols were breached at the quarantine hotels. The inquiry comes as all international flights are being diverted from the state for a fortnight as the hotel quarantine program is put on hold. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has told Nine's Today program the federal government is committed to working with the Victorian government to stem the outbreak.
He has my support to continue to put these measures in place and get on top of this outbreak, and we've got to focus on the problem. That's what we're doing. That's what people expect us to do as leaders, to work together, to focus on fixing the problem, to give greater assurance around the country. Those numbers, as I'm sure as the Premier would concur, we've seen some levelling, although they remain at elevated levels, and that is of concern. And that means as the lockdown now is in place, we would hope to see those numbers fall again, but we take nothing for granted.
The Northern Territory has recorded its first case in almost 3 months, a Darwin resident aged in his 30s. He came back to Australia from overseas and completed 2 weeks of quarantine in Melbourne. Before returning home to Darwin, he stayed with family in one of the coronavirus hotspot areas of Melbourne. As part of contact tracing, authorities are seeking anyone who was a passenger on Qantas flight QF836 from Brisbane to Darwin on Monday the 29th of June. Northern Territory Health Minister Natasha Files says the man followed regulations and has had minimum contact with the community in the Northern Territory.
So he was in the hotel quarantine, as I understand, in Melbourne, the international arrival, and then had followed the rules and was in quarantine in Darwin once getting off that domestic flight on Monday. I understand that this person lives by themselves, and so that they had followed all the rules and gone from the airport to their home and had no contact with the community since then. Obviously, there's minimal contact in terms of the people on those flights, and that tracing is now underway.
Meanwhile, Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has vowed to stop organised crime syndicates targeting coronavirus welfare schemes. Federal police have reportedly frozen more than 50 bank accounts after criminals targeted JobKeeper wage subsidies. On the potential economic impact of a second lockdown, Mr. Frydenberg agreed it was of concern, but told the Today program he believes Australia is on track, especially compared to other nations.
Look, I think it will be tough for businesses and it's going to be tough for families and communities, but we are going to see more cases over time. And it's how we react to those cases that is absolutely key, because we don't want to compromise the gains that have been made to date. We want to ensure that the economy continues to open in accordance with the timetable agreed by National Cabinet. And we are faring so much better than other nations around the world, both on the health front and on the economic front.
Deputy Chief Medical Officer Michael Kent says 86 new cases of COVID-19 have been diagnosed nationally in the past 24 hours, including 77 in Victoria. Dr. Kent is urging people who are asked to take a test to do so to help control the outbreak. Dr. Kent also says the second lockdown in Victoria may be distressing for many, and he's urging people to stay connected with friends and loved ones and to try and adopt a daily routine. He also urges people to look out for others and to seek help if they need someone to talk to.
All of Australia is following and supporting you at this time. A reminder about the mental health services available through Beyond Blue, Lifeline, and other wonderful services. There are people available for you to talk to right now. And please also reach out to your local general practitioner if you are feeling distressed and depressed, if you need assistance. And please continue to look after your neighbours, just as we did during the previous period, especially those who are elderly and those who you know are living on their own. Nobody should feel that they are on their own at this time.
Over 8,000 people have been diagnosed with coronavirus in Australia, with 104 people losing their lives to COVID-19. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.